I have people skills.
Okay, but you're helping me with this.
This is a nightmare.
Help! Excuse me.
Oops.
Oh, it was just a nightmare.
This is Help Desk Nightmares. This podcast takes a look at the interactions help desk and support techs have on a regular basis and the nightmares we encounter. This is episode 27, Too Busy for Your Help. Nobody cares about Thaddeus.
Oh, did he build that bear? I wasn't sure if he did or someone else did for him.
Oh, you just pick it out and then they like stuff it.
Mm.
Dun, 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 dun.
They're really expensive, though.
Well, that's why it was like, you can get it just for what your age is.
Hmm.
And then it was like turned into worse than Black Friday.
This is all the intro to the episode.
Oh.
Another intro is I'm painting my stairs.
Yay. Oh, we're going there. Okay.
And I said hashtag Prime Day because, you know, prime, you have to prime when you paint, especially bare wood. And neither Jen nor Cody... Neither Jen nor Cody knew what that meant.
No, yeah,
no,
we were confused.
Because we have Prime Day on our minds. We are
Monday.
Yeah, that's what a pun is, everyone.
I thought he was going to buy something on Prime Day for the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
You did too.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that's because you guys are dumb. And it made me laugh so much.
You did. I'm so excited for Prime Day. Let that be the intro.
Cody is contributing to the podcast, bringing coffee, which is...
amazing.
Better than Jen. The best thing that anybody, including Jen, has ever done.
You know what Jen loves is she bought a screen and then you replaced it.
Yeah, that, you can take that one. You can use that one at home. I just wanted to test it. And nobody can see this except for us. But when the screen's on, Jen, one, complains that it's too high or it's in her way. And two, she's like 10 feet away from the microphone because it pushes you out a little farther.
Yeah, I like this.
So this one's like, the one she has now is right on the microphone, so she can be right up on it.
You should give her the Darth Vader shield. We'll just switch it around.
I did use it because I recorded some things before.
Oh.
So I used it just for me.
Oh, cool.
It sounds better, I think. They're not using it. Here's a message from the Bible.
Mm.
For Cody and the JCs. There.
See, I
this is from the actual Bible. And the unicorns shall come down with them, and the bullocks with the bulls, and their land shall be soaked with blood, and their dust made fat with fatness. Isaiah 34:7.
I'm Googling it.
I don't know who Isaiah is.
Unicorns, it's Jen's Bible.
Oh.
Isaiah what?
The old kind. 34:7.
Oops.
I don't think that's a thing.
Oh, what's a thing?
I tried to invite Mark to one thing, and now it's rekindled his disgust for JCs. So,
okay, you're reading about the unicorns?
Unicorns, I'm just going to look up unicorns in Bible.
It doesn't matter that it doesn't mean the mythical horses with one horn, but just saying unicorns.
That is amazing. Yeah.
They're mentioned in the Bible 9 times.
Whoa.
Yeah, cool. Anyway, Cody knows all about that because the JCs
invited Mark to trivia. And he almost
came Cody's
out
like, it's midnight. Do you want to come do trivia on a work night?
It's midnight.
No, thank you.
It was like 7 o'clock. I'm like, it is a quarter mile away from you.
We should go, Mark.
I'm never going. I'm never doing anything with the JCs.
That's why once allowed. He's like, oh, what? And then I said JCs and he said no. Or he said ew.
The Jewish people are not allowed.
Ooh.
JCs, Jesus Christ.
What would the Jewish version be?
Like just a fun night out.
Bar mitzvah. Here's a Reddit story. You guys don't know what we're talking about.
And we're going to be super surprised.
Okay, this guy, I don't remember, I did not write down who wrote it, says, let me preface this, it's a little bit long, by saying that this particular user is nothing short, probably, of an astonishing stereotype. This is the guy that prints all of his emails so that he can read them. This is the guy that closes his Outlook every time he wants it off the screen, and then complains when it has to reconnect to the mail server and takes a second to reopen, seemingly ignoring the hundreds of times I've explained what minimizing a window does. Also, this user is so inefficient at his job that he has to get here every day a full hour before anyone else so that he can achieve a full day of work. He usually ends up staying later than anyone else as well. All this means that he not only thinks that he works harder than anyone else, he thinks that his methods are the best. I work as a network admin general tech help. It's a small company, so there's just me to help everyone with their computer issues. So user X calls me to his desk this morning as soon as I sit down. He wants to know how to cancel jobs on his new printer when he only wants to print the first page of a document. I've explained to him many, many times how to selectively print specific pages from a document, but he assures me that his way of just hitting quick print and running to the printer to press cancel before the rest of the pages print is easier for him. The way he needs to cancel prints on his printer is extremely simple. First, press the cancel button. Then when prompted on the printer screen with cancel, press OK so the printer knows you actually want to cancel the print. I've taught this method to user X at least 5 times to no avail. It's simply too complicated for him. So I reiterate to him this morning that it's much better to just tell the printer to only print the first page, and that if he doesn't want to do that, he only needs to press the OK button after he presses cancel to cancel the print. As I'm taking time out of my day to reteach this adult something for like the 5th time a child would have grasped within the first 2, he starts telling me how busy he is and that he has no time for me to teach him computer things.
Was that the end?
Mm-hmm. Good, I was trying to laugh.
I almost thought you were talking about people in her office and that you wrote this, but then it went in a different direction.
It did go in a different direction.
When people in our office print an email and bring it to me, I don't take it and I say, please just forward this.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Though I just had a discussion with Mark about a procedure that we're doing, and he said he doesn't want any more emails, so printing it and handing it to him will be fine.
It's also a thing that we can put in the hard file at work.
Yes,
so it's
fair.
Not like
that's
printing
fair.
And then we throw it away. We can file it away. So yeah, that's fine.
It's a value.
Most, like 90% of these documents come in paper and 10% come in email, but they can go in the file anyway. It just is dumb. It's not like printing the email, it's printing a document in the email. So
Cody. Yeah, when Mark's like, yeah, that's okay, I'm like, what? The number of people you
have
yelled at.
It'll already be in the electronic file from the email, and then we'll print the actual thing and put it in the hard file after that. It doesn't have to go on the hard file, but it can. So fuck off, Cody. Oop, Cody's making
I hit this noises. Thing right here.
Cody has fake wall.
Yeah. That probably doesn't help at all.
No, it doesn't. I'm just too lazy to take it down.
It's like one twisty tie.
So without saying people's names, because people are nervous.
I'm Cody.
At work. What examples do you have about people doing... like asking for help and then they're too busy now for you to help them. Cody.
Oh,
Cody has lots of examples.
I can tell you Cody.
It's hard to say them without identifying the people,
right.
Though.
There's one person and it's like, I need this done. And then, you'll say, okay, well it'll be, but, and they'll be like, oh, I'll just deal with it. Do it at this specific time when I leave.
Yeah. Or do it after I leave at 6:00 and I want you to stay super late to do it for me. But no, it just
or submit a ticket. It's a super urgent emergency, and then nothing actually gets addressed. So they can clearly still work.
Right.
And they never bring it up again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
I think that happens more often than not. That we tell people just submit a ticket and we'll get to it, and they never do.
Yeah.
So it's obviously not enough of an inconvenience for them.
Yeah, that's like mine, because there's stuff that happens on my computer now that super sucks. Like the entire office suite is. Like sometimes I'll do something and then I'll just sit back and wait for 3 minutes until whatever it is, Excel happens to open up, to be opened up. And it's like, well, I don't want to have to reset everything else for our banking software and our scanning into the banking for checks and all other nonsense that I have that's specific. So I'll just wait. Cody rolled back to a previous version of Windows, so
and
it doesn't
perfect,
do that for
yeah.
him.
And it's working perfectly. But I think Mark just deals with it and he complains about 3.5 times a day on average to me that this effing computer or this.
Yeah, because I could get everything done in one day and not work 12 hours a day. But then at the same time, it's going to take a real long time to get everything reconfigured again.
I think it's worth it, but he,
okay, you do it. You show up before I show up then.
Ooh, okay. I'll be there at 1 a.m. Everything will go terribly wrong. I'll be without a computer for 2 weeks and we'll be good.
There's, oh, I need to put this on. Don't make noise time. Ooh. There's other stuff that'll just be like random, like, It'll be a little bit inconvenient, and I'll just see how long the computer can go, and I can still sort of work. Because if I've got 10 programs open, I don't want to close them all, restart, and then open all of them back up again. I have more than the usual user does. I could just easily restart, and it fixes it. But
yeah, when I've had to work on Mark's computer before when he's out, and it's very rarely that he's out. But I open up his Chrome, and it opens up about 16 tabs as his start pages.
I use them all the time. I'm monitoring a lot of things.
It just blows me away. He's got that and every program on his computer up at once. Not that he's using them all. He's just like, just in case, I'm going to have everything.
So that probably looks like I'm doing shady stuff on the monitoring software, but if I don't want all of those, if I just want a window and I don't have Chrome already open, I'll just open incognito so I don't have to deal with all those 16. But generally, I want them all open all at the same time.
It is. I don't know what the 16 are. I've not taken the time to look through them because I have two.
Well, your fingerprint can open my computer, so just look sometime. Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Yeah, that's another piece. Like, I don't know where the software for that is. How am I going to reinstall that? Just have to buy a new one.
Yeah, it was $13 or something. Worth it. So what is this episode about?
That.
Oh.
People usually, being too busy for
help. Usually you introduce it a little differently.
Like what?
This episode's about.
I already recorded that.
Oh. That's why. Being efficient.
Oh, I even wrote on the next part, already recorded. I did the This Week in Help Desk History. There's a bonus one.
Ooh. That we get like to guess usual. The date.
Yeah. Why are you so good today?
Can we do rewards?
And the unicorn shall come down with them, Jen. I think
how
Cody
did you find
both.
This? Hold on, let's go back a
I'm
little
listening
bit.
I'm to a different podcast. It's called The Adventure Zone.
Oh, are you stealing
they do
stuff
Dungeons
from
and Dragons?
Other podcasts.
I mean, it was part of the game they were playing, so it wasn't like.
That's, do you listen to people playing thing. Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah, but they. You should listen to it. It's not. It's not like
justifying
it's very
it again.
Loosely Dungeons and Dragons. It's not like here's the 5,000 rules everyone needs to know and. It's just like they just play a role-playing game and it's loosely based on Dungeons and Dragons.
I feel
the
like
first campaign they did.
I don't know much about D&D, but there's always a dungeon master, and you being a dungeon master would be terrifying because you'd kill everyone every single time.
That's too much creativity. I don't want to do all of that.
You've opened the door and die. Restart. We've been playing for 16 hours. It doesn't matter. Restart.
Well, I don't think you die. At least in the version 5 that they were playing, you can like you go unconscious and then you have three opportunities to roll whatever the roll is and come back to life basically. And so you get three strikes. So if you roll below a certain number three times, then you're dead. Like you're actually out of the game and everybody else can keep playing forever.
Sometimes you guys like talk about tech stuff and I get bored, and that was very boring.
That was Brina's very favorite part.
Yeah,
shout out to Brina who listens to every episode.
Guadalupe,
I'm like, shut the fucking door and let's just call it a day.
It was just more that I
Jen
was shocked.
Doesn't like to play games.
No, she likes Settlers.
I've never played it since.
Yeah, you played it once and you won.
I
so
know. I kicked back.
You're 100% win rate.
What other things from this week?
Mark and I shared dreams.
What do you mean by that?
Work dreams.
We didn't have the same dream.
No. That's what sharing a dream would be. We discussed our dreams. I apologize.
Cody's had dreams too. About work that involve him crying a lot.
Yeah, I do. People like to cry in my dreams at work. It's not me crying.
You said you and the owner cried.
Yeah, then that first one, that was weird. The second one, not so much. I don't even remember what the second one was. But the first one, I walked into the owner's office, or he called me in. He pulled out this book, and of course, here's a JC thing.
It was the Bible.
It said JC on it, and he's like, look. And I'm like, So I was like, oh, that's really nice, but I'm already in a chapter. And he's like, I know, I'm joining you. And then we hugged and cried.
Gosh. Yeah. That's so stupid.
It is.
Creep.
It is. I don't remember the second dream I had, but
wait, I don't know if I told you my dream, but Mark told me that someone that used to work at our office got a job somewhere else. And you like...
In the dream?
No, in real life.
Oh, okay. I'm confused. Oh.
So I'll then...
You have to, have to that slightly that beep that out because it's like this like...
So anyway, that night I dreamt about her. She was in my dream. It was very strange.
Mark, do you want to share your dream? I don't remember what it was, but...
I don't remember either. Yeah. Mine wasn't exciting. It was like a person who's been out for a long time came back and pretended it was a nightmare. Nothing ever happened.
I remember. Yep.
Like, okay. So like next week.
Possibly.
Stay tuned.
For part two of CodySucks.org.
Mm-hmm. Did you tell Cody what happened this morning?
What'd you do?
What happened this morning? That I painted my stairs.
You primed your stairs?
Yeah, Prime Day.
Prime Get Day. It? Hashtag Get Prime it? Day. 2018. Monday.
Get it? No, I did not tell.
Oh, okay.
Why do you have to...
See, I'm just leaving all of it in. I'm not editing any more things.
You're welcome, everybody.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, so I'm not going to say the person's name. But related to that story that we just vaguely touched on, a person being out for a long time, someone that used to work with us texted me and was like, hey, what's the deal with this person being out for a long time? I was like, I'm not telling you anything about that. Get out of here.
Who has your number that's no longer with us?
I forgot to send it. I'm going to text it to Cody right now. You guys keep talking.
I'm just very confused. I can't read lips.
Ew,
I tried
why
to.
Why did you do gross?
No, because she was doing like a weird lip thing. And then I was like, I tried to pronounce it with my
send
lips.
Send it to our group text.
I actually hate that you cannot read lips. It bothers me so much.
It's a person that Cody didn't know how to pronounce the last name.
It's Smith.
Oh, you're so funny. Did you get it? Oh, he's reading the whole thing.
Yeah, no, sorry. It seemed like a huge discussion.
Oh, you haven't messaged me since you left many months ago?
Cool.
That person messaged me, but it was more work related.
Great.
Mm-hmm. We're best friends now.
That's a good story.
Yeah, I'm sure all of our podcast listeners are enjoying you texting me. So I can read it.
Yeah, you guys are supposed to keep talking and then let there be 30 seconds of silence.
Yeah, because she was doing this.
For those that can't see, I was mouthing.
She was mouthing. Yep, that is the verb.
So we'll see what happens when multiple people come back this week that have been out for a long time.
It's going to be exciting. We're going to have a big old reunion.
Well, I'm just going to stop doing the extra I've been doing and see what happens.
Or Friday.
A short week next week.
Yeah.
Jen's going to the west side of the state.
Boop, boop.
Nice. First I will
time.
Be out Friday.
My first time.
A lot of people
She almost
will be out
went
Friday.
To Saugatuck but realized it was gay town. And
oh my God, Mark.
Who are you going with? Are you going by yourself? Or?
Yeah, I'm leaving my mom here.
Oh, I didn't know that she was still here. Is she like staying
my mom,
here forever
I'm going
now,
on vacation.
Or?
Yeah, she moved here.
Oh, okay. You didn't bring her today. That's why I assumed she was home.
She's home.
Yeah, home. Well, yeah, in now it's her home. New home.
There's not movie plans today. She's got to get herself ready to go tonight.
Yeah.
They're leaving today for the west side.
Oh, okay.
It's just 3 hours away.
Yeah. No, that's we're a long time. We're making a Michigan road trip too. So.
Yeah, Friday. Cody's gone for 3 days in a row.
No, I'm gone for a week.
When?
In
that's
August.
That's not what was on the calendar.
August what?
Demerit.
Demerit.
No, I've got a lot of vacations
Demerit.
Coming up.
Me too. I'm going to take it at the same time.
Good. I'm going to North Carolina on Friday
too.
Next week.
Ew.
Or South Carolina.
Why?
One of the Carolinas because it's some party.
Do you really not know which?
No. They're the same. Just consider that. Call it the Carolina.
The Carolinas.
The Carolina.
We're going to Carolina.
We're going to Carolina. Anyways, got that. Then mid-August doing a trip around Michigan.
Gross. Wait, what are you going to Carolina for?
A party.
With?
Lori's family.
For?
Lori's father. Okay. He got married last year. A bar mitzvah, yep.
A year later party? Like an anniversary party?
Yeah,
basically.
Okay. Yeah, that's why people like, I haven't seen one of my friends. It was his husband's birthday. So whenever that was a few weeks ago, we went out to a restaurant in Detroit. And he was like, because I was his best man in his wedding, and he was supposed to be mine, but we just did ours at, we didn't get, do like an actual wedding. So they asked me, they were like, are you going to ever have a party? Are you going to ever have a ceremony? I was like, it's been 3 years. I'm not doing, no, nothing like that is happening. There's no reason to have a party or a ceremony now.
Here's some news.
And that was the plan.
I have to officiate. Is that what it is?
Well, you can't spell it. You shouldn't do it.
Gosh darn it. Okay, I guess
I'm
not.
You have to be a pastor?
I have to be a pastor.
You just like click two buttons on the computer.
I did. No,
didn't you have a random person do yours? Who was that person?
No, it was Lori's sister.
Random person.
Random person. My dad came by my house yesterday, was super giddy and nervous, and he's like, I'm engaged. And I'm like, oh,
who good is for he? You. You knew he was dating someone?
For about 3 weeks, yeah. So
when
no,
you're old, it's like,
yeah, that's what I told him.
Time, he's, you don't have a lot of time.
He
to
was so worried
that could happen.
He's not
happen.
That old, is he?
He's 60.
It's not old.
It's old enough to get married.
It's like
after
you
3 weeks.
You have 15
okay.
years of life left on 15? Average. Yeah. Average life expectancy is mid 70s.
For Tuzians, it's like 69 is like the dead age. So.
Hey.
69.
Inappropriate. What are you doing?
I thought that's
children
why you
listen
said
to
it.
This podcast.
Yep, family friendly. Focus on the family. .org.
Okay, so you're going to officiate your dad's
wedding. Yeah.
Wow.
Do you have the like whatever website, whatever random website yet? It's super easy.
What do you mean?
Like you get ordained by
I already got ordained. I got ordained like 10 years ago.
Anybody can do that.
It's like so valid.
I don't think it ever goes away. I don't even know if you really need it. Because I don't think they're going to go and check it in the database of people who are ordained.
They probably should at least have it since it's so easy. Yeah. You know, it doesn't cost anything.
I'll do it again. There's a big old
test. I mean, you don't have to do
it
again, I don't think, but...
I had my certificate printed it off.
Oh my gosh. You're
make
weird.
Sure you don't use blue pen because it says don't use blue pen right on it.
I'm going to use blue pen by accident. I'll use a red pen, pink
pen.
Light
blue. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Jen, who are you going to marry?
No one.
No.
And by that, I mean, who are you going to officiate their marriage?
No one.
Why is it the same for like you're marrying someone, but you're also officiating? Like, I'm going to marry this couple.
Yeah, who are you going to
Why
marry?
Why would that be the same verbiage?
I don't know, but it's really weird because do I have to tell people I'm marrying my dad now?
Yes.
You sure do.
I should have started the conversation that way. Surprise.
I'm
okay,
married.
Oh, you're so funny.
No one actually knows yet. Of course, no one that knows me listens to this podcast, so we're okay. But
including the people that you always tell me they're going to come on the podcast, but they're too afraid.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of friends that don't want to say things. So
the next time I play Fortnite with you and whoever your rando JC friends are, I'll just record
those are
it
not
and put that
JC
in.
Friends. No, you should record that.
We could
they all stream.
We could
so.
Give them like a fake voice.
We could.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that for you guys didn't listen to the last two episodes, apparently. I do that every time it's Cody's tip of the day. Time for Cody's tip of the day.
Oh, I haven't listened to the last two.
Oh, gosh. I don't think I make it that far.
It's super easy because unlike other podcasts, including one we were a part of, it was just surprising that they, like, it seems like they record everything on one track because when they, like, the guy had to piece the audio that we sent together, ours are separate tracks, but theirs was like the Skype and their audio were all just going through. So when he cut it, it was like he cut it out to put our audio in that sounded cleaner because it's on our mics. It was like it just sounded, I could tell that it was awkward and different.
Hmm.
Whereas we record on three separate tracks.
Yeah.
So if I want to change something on just my voice, it's super easy and it doesn't affect either of your voices.
Right.
Anyway, people do things differently.
Yeah.
I did audio editing for 10 years before I did this job that I do now.
And you used video, to play the guitar, you used to sing.
Yeah, now I'm old.
I remember when
I go to bed at 7:30.
When I first got offered the job where I'm at now, they're like, oh, you're going to be working with this guy named Mark. So I stalked you. And I'm like, I thought you were like an 85-year-old man the way that these people were explaining things. They're like, hey, you know, this guy does everything. People. He knows this and that. He's a little overwhelmed. You weren't overwhelmed, but they explained all this. So
I don't
want
to have to
really
deal with
man.
The like the base level, the low level, heavy restarted it. So that's the part that it's not overwhelming. It's just like.
There was a lot going on.
85.
People would report things happening one way, and then I would say it happened a different way, but it would not be believed what I said. It's like, fine. That's fine.
But if you look your name up in Michigan, it pulls up a bunch of YouTube videos of you singing and playing guitar, and I thought you were going to be pro.
I don't know if that's true, because there's a lot of, even my full name, there's a lot of people in Michigan, even with that name, including my father.
We're going to look.
Well, if I found it, then I feel really bad, because I must have super stalked you. Mark?
You do super.
Don't say the last name, even though you have before.
I was going to say.
Well, it's going to show me. Yeah, there's an author. Oh, I didn't do it in Michigan.
I did. Did you click videos, though?
Oh, I don't remember. This was, what, 3 years ago?
Okay, so I put his name
123 records found in white pages for my name in Michigan.
Yeah, but I clicked videos and it says poisoning of children of Flint.
Oh my gosh, Mark. Were you poisoning children in Flint with lead?
Oh, but that's not spelled the right
yeah,
way. It's spelled with a C.
Yeah.
Virginia Mark with Tech. A C? Mm-hmm.
1979.
Listen, how Mark Edwards... Oops, sorry.
beep!
Crusaded for safe drinking water and ethical engineering. You are so amazing.
Well, anyway, it's not... Cody's lying.
Yeah.
You did a deep dive search.
You did a deep dive, Creep.
No, I did not do a deep dive.
Yesterday, I drank two venti flat whites.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, do you feel like you're dying?
Yeah, I could still sleep, but it was like, what's happening?
Oh, my gosh.
This is someone who knows how to play a guitar really well. This is me playing.
I'm going
to
cut all this out.
No. It's, you're really good at this.
I'm cutting it all out.
No.
Nope, I'm cutting it out.
Okay, sorry.
Cutting it out. Hold
sorry,
on.
Sorry. Make a little mark. I understand. No, I get it. I figured that being that you podcast and
that'd
listen to yourself every
that'd
day.
I'd be like, let's all go hang out with some people and play our podcast for them in the room.
I don't even know how long ago that was, but you were baby face.
Bye, Eva.
Removing that part. Okay. What else?
That you drank so much
you
coffee.
Drank two coffees, and then in an interview he started talking and didn't give the lady a chance because he thought it was his mom or something.
What?
No, that's not true. No. Okay, just making things up.
No, that's not.
What do you mean didn't give her a chance?
No, I'm kidding. It is just the
I usually don't say things in interviews because it's pointless.
Mark talked.
But how is flat white espresso?
For that level, yeah.
How
for that level of employee, doesn't matter. For that level of employee, it doesn't, you can just hire anyone and then it either works or it doesn't. Let them go if it doesn't. Like, it's super entry level.
Yeah, no, it's
and
easy.
It's only for a semester at a time. So it's like,
she was really,
I don't
nice,
even
though.
Know. I don't like, there's not a reason unless they're a super creep or something. There's not even really a reason to do an interview.
So we're going
to
hire one of them for his bow tie and his hair. And we're going to hire the other one because she was really good at her.
She did
old
seem
job.
Like my mom.
Yeah.
She did. Was she?
She was really
was
nice.
Was she older?
She is. She's much older.
Okay. Well, I was like
Jen's age.
Yeah.
Ow. Oh. That's why when you said people die at like 75, I'm like, shit, I got like 5 years.
Yeah. Ooh, surprise. I shouldn't do it at this point. There's still, I still only see 3 written reviews, which I don't know if that's accurate or not, but there's 11 5-star ratings on iTunes, so that's cool.
Okay,
cool.
But if, do you want guests?
Cody.
That's you. Do you want guests? It's your question to answer.
Why is it my question to answer? Have we had guests? We've
no.
been a guest.
The two of you have been a guest and talked really
we've
bad
had
about
guests
me.
That Cody invited to the Skype chat before, but they didn't participate.
That was not an accident. Amazing. Yeah. No, that was like you on a half a box of wine and just were like click, click.
Invite everyone from my friends list.
Oh, let's see who answers.
No one answered, though. That was really sad.
Yeah, and they're like, I don't want to get him out of the chat. Get him out
yeah,
of the
now,
chat.
Because, yeah, we went back the next week and they were still there, sitting there, so they could have been creeping the entire time.
And they had their own chat and they're like, Cody's so stupid.
Mm-hmm. I keep looking for, apparently it's the new thing with laptops that you only have the one, like this one has separate an audio in and like a microphone in. Or audio out and microphone in, but they're like 4 headsets now on all the laptops that I can find on like the, here's a $100 laptop or any laptop. It's all the combined, like a gamer headset. Yeah. So it's audio and I don't want that. I want 2 so I can use it so that Skype can go out and in the audio for yeah. both.
You're going to need.
If and when we do Skype calls again, I can do it. This one has it, but I can't. Like
you can't do it on your other one.
The DAW takes all of the audio. Nothing else will play unless it's playing while this is open. Like Skype, that's why I couldn't just do Skype on this laptop, because the audio workstation, the digital audio workstation, takes over all of the audio incoming and outgoing.
Hmm.
Because just, I guess probably the preamp that I have, but it just takes it all over. So I couldn't do anything with Skype. That's what initially I was using this when we were doing Skype, and you could either hear me or I could hear you, but it would never do both at the same time. It's like, well, this is not going to do it. I don't want to use Audacity because even while it's free, to do that much and to be the primary audio recorder
makes
is like the other another podcast I listen to that we've talked about a few times is like they do Skype because the brothers all live in different states, but they're like, well, Audacity shit the bed, so they had to re-record 30 minutes of the podcast.
That would be horrible.
We've done that before, though, where you're like,
that was
we
just
didn't
when
record.
I forgot to record.
Yeah. We didn't record
I wasn't
anything.
Here for
it
that,
wasn't
though.
The workstation's fault.
That was you guys.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure I left us or whatever it was. I was like, nah, I don't care. Not recording it again. Oh, apparently my phone's still playing your cover.
Weirdo.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't want to accidentally click play. Podcast time is now.
Podcast time. Everyone. I don't know why my voice, like on the workstation, my audio is recording higher, but your voices in my ears are louder, but whatever. I don't care.
I fix it in post.
This day in tech history. July 12th, 1990, Nintendo releases the original Final Fantasy game for its Nintendo Entertainment System in North America. One of the most successful role-playing games for the NES, Final Fantasy helped to popularize the genre and has gone on to spawn one of the most well-known RPG franchises in history. Ironically, the game's creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, thought the game would be his last one, hence the final in Final Fantasy. Had the game not sold well, he would have quit making games and gone back to college. So much for that.
Here's our Yahoo CodySucks.org answers, brought to you by the Woodward Chamber JCs. What is it?
Wow, no, that was close.
North Woodward.
No.
South Royal Oak. JCs.
Both of you.
North.
No.
South.
What's the Cody T is a cool guy. JC's. Midwest.
Between North. Central.
Central. Good job.
Yeah, win.
You get a fireball.
Fire up chips. Well, you don't know about that. Central Michigan University.
No.
Our president's fire up chips person. She says that a lot.
Trump?
Your president?
Our president for our organization, not the
for the
country.
North Royal Oak Woodward
for
Central,
the left
Junior
right
chamber.
Left, right.
I thought he meant work. I was like, I've never heard that.
Who's the what's
life.
The senior chamber? Is there a senior
there,
chamber?
There is.
That's creepy.
Is it for seniors?
It's old people.
But like me,
don't they kick you out when you turn 25?
When you turn 40,
oh,
you get kicked out.
Oh my god!
Like hardcore.
So your
that's
dream
like
was totally inappropriate.
Is it?
Yes.
I think so. You have to be part of the older group, and then. But anyway, the owner is older than that, so he can't be part of it anyway.
Oh, but he still keeps getting those little forms that says top 40 under 40.
Yeah, I just throw that out.
Yeah. You should sign him up.
I'm so confused. Okay. Now we're back to the owner of the place.
Yep. Oh, owner of the place, correct.
Owner of the place.
User question mark wants to know, is it possibly to completely change the date of today before printing the document out?
Yes. Like the
like
date on the
so
like
stupid.
The date on the letter.
Here's additional details.
Oh my god!
I'm using an Apple system, but all one word. I print from an HP printer before printing out like for say a Google image, period. But instead of printing out today's date, what I want to change the date footer from yesterday's date. Is this possible to do? I also have a Windows computer available downstairs.
Yes.
Yeah, you need a separate computer, idiot.
Double click the footer and change the date. Easy peasy.
Why are you printing out a Google image? For what purpose? And what date?
I don't know.
You could I would turn that off. There's no reason to have a header or footer on there.
So what has happened before? I feel like this is a work assignment like for school. And this person is turning it in late and they acted like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I've done that so many times where I changed the date to like 3 days beforehand.
That to like, oh, blah, blah, blah.
I'll even go to, is that going to become in like a button click? Oh, blah, blah, blah.
I usually change it to the next day, like if it's after mail time.
Mail time.
What is mail? Is that like sexy time or
Jen the mailman Taylor?
No, like, you know, mail leaves at
5:30. Can we do an episode just of sound effects?
Yes.
Oh, you're so funny.
Ah, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's weird. That was not a good one.
Oh, sorry.
You should come up with a better one. I'm gonna see if the sound effect things work. So I don't know what they were trying to do.
They were trying to be weird.
No, they were trying to backdate a document so they could turn it into school and say, my printer broke, but here it is.
I think they were started it the day before and...
Whoa.
Whoa.
That was like a...
I think they started it the day before and then they are finishing it the next day, but they want to change it to today's date.
I don't know how loud this thing is going to be.
Maybe. I think you may be right.
I'm very nervous.
I am terrified. Nothing.
Nothing's happening. No way to have it on total silence.
Oh, I hear me a little bit.
There we go.
There we go. Okay,
it's
now we got our...
Now.
It is just a little bit.
Is that in its own line?
What do you mean?
That's just going into the computer?
If I find
That's amazing.
Like one of those MIDI pads on Amazon Prime Day to buy it for you. Would you accept it? Because
this going through this preamp is not working right.
I hate the hissing. It's like, is that actual there's noise?
Snakes.
Or
there
just,
are snakes
it's
nearby.
It's like I hear that in my head. Ow.
Oh, gosh. That was a rough one.
That was rough.
Do you have any for Jen?
No.
It's like peaking, but it's also not loud enough.
I don't make weird
It doesn't make any sense.
My name's Big Jam.
The only weird noises I used to make were mouth noises. Oh, God. With him.
He's being a creep.
Is that what creeps do? Yeah. I'm gonna sneak up behind you.
Here's a question mark says, my kids have done something to my computer and I'd like to know how to reverse it.
More details, please.
Suddenly we have the voice of an American gentleman repeating everything that we type and reading out the details of everything that appears in the address bar.
That's funny.
I guess this is some kind facility for visually impaired people. Also, a blue box appears around whatever we type.
Oh my god.
This did happen to a team member.
Really?
A couple weeks ago, yeah.
Fire. There's a fire.
Ooh.
There we go. That was good.
It's louder.
Mm-hmm. But it did happen to a team member.
You can find one on Prime Day.
You should just be able to turn that off. It's
yeah,
Windows
I don't know
Narrator.
How to turn it off. Just Google it on your phone.
Well,
how to do it.
In the bottom right in the task tray, you should see it. You could be able to. It's very easy to close. I don't know why they're struggle bussing.
And blaming it on their kids. You did it, you liar.
Yeah. There are some hotkeys you can
use. My kid, you don't have kids. You're barren. Okay.
Oh, man.
User Anonymous asks, what if I fake my age when registering to a coding boot camp?
To be older or younger? Because if you're a 63-year-old man trying to go in with
I'd
like
to
16-year-olds.
I'd love to get some training with software programming to improve my career. Students are mostly around 20 to most 40 or so, but I'm older. I just don't feel comfortable telling my age. Can I fake it? This is not college, so I think it doesn't matter if I don't tell them my real age, right? BTW, I look a lot younger than I really am.
And I threw in BTW.
Yeah.
I'm like, super cool.
Super hip.
Dude.
Is that crazy?
Dude?
Like,
what's up, dude? That's super creepy. No, I'm afraid that...
Yeah, it creeps me out because, like, there's age ranges for a reason, and... If you're older, like, you know, you don't want, like, your JCs.
Yeah, no.
But is it a real life one or is it just, like, online?
I don't know.
Nobody's going to be like, everybody, tell us five things about yourself, including your age. Like,
yeah,
what?
No. No one's going to force you to tell people your age. You have to put it in there for registration purposes. No one's going to find out other than a teacher. The teacher will judge you.
But if it's, like, you have to apply to a camp or something.
I really hope that's not the case. Like, like it's a middle school coding camp. I really look 13, okay?
Gross.
Yeah.
In the category laptops and notebooks, user question mark asks, why would someone ever say bye Felicia to someone else if their name is not Felicia?
Oh my god. Can I take this one? Please. Are there additional details though?
No.
Okay.
That's all.
That's amazing. One. Two, bye Felicia is just a phrase. Okay.
What's it from?
A movie.
What movie?
Friday.
It is. Did you know the answer to that?
Her name was Felicia, though.
Yeah, but it was just a boring one-liner, but...
Yeah, if you, like, look up what by Felicia means, it's like...
Bye,
like,
Felicia.
Yeah. It was like, bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
I love saying bye, Felicia.
You don't
I
say
love
it much anymore.
It to, well, one specific person who I love saying it to.
Mark?
No.
I say bye,
They're
Felicia
not around
to
for
zero
me to
people.
Say it.
There's no one here but the two of us, so... Are they dead? Oh,
maybe.
Stop.
It's unclear. No one has seen that person.
TBD.
Full circle. Going back to the beginning.
User question mark asks, in the category printers, I need my print larger so I can read it. Every time I get on my email, it is too small.
Hold control and scroll.
Yeah.
Easy peasy. That one was good.
That one was so good.
User VanVicky3 in the category Facebook wants to know.
VanVicky3.
With 2 Ks, VIKKI.
Oh.
Does Facebook steal people's conversation who are in relationship?
Yes.
Yes.
Man, Jen, in sync.
What do you mean? Does it steal their conversation?
It doesn't steal
what does that mean?
It tracks it though, and it's going to look for keywords. So if you say like bomb, blow up, things like that, they're
oh
going to report
God,
it
say that.
To someone in your relationship.
Yeah,
you can say it to anyone.
You are.
You're
going to
say bomb.
You are the bomb. I want to blow you up.
Oh, like, it's going to stop for a minute. What a great.
Is it just like
what
Cody's?
Things are you gonna say?
I'm afraid Mark actually his introduction is going to be in this episode. Cody's a creep.
Last time on Help Desk Nightmares.
I can't wait to count
just all
how Cody's many times
saying
we
stuff.
Say creep.
Creep.
At least 10.
Dude.
I'm so creepy.
User Risa wants to know.
Sure, it's not Reese's.
I don't know. I don't know Risa.
Oh my God, I was about to talk about how great that Reese's was. I had the other.
I thought they were in the vending machine.
It's a big cup Reese's. So it's like the Reese's cup, and then inside of it, there's the small Reese's. And someone at work had it, and they're like, well, I licked it. And I was like, I want it. I was hungry.
You are aware that it's not Reese's.
Reese's.
No, it's Reese's.
It's not Reese's. There's
Reese's
an apostrophe.
Pieces.
Reese apostrophe
pieces.
S would be Reese's.
Reese's Pieces.
So it's, what is it? Reese
Reese's.
Apostrophe
Yeah,
so it's
Reese's apostrophe S Reese's
peanut butter cup
pieces.
So.
Peanut butter cup. Is it? Peanut butter cup.
But it's not Reese's pieces by any means, and people say that
like
all
it
the
is.
Time.
It is
Reese's peanut butter
cup. Reese's peanut butter pieces cup.
Why you got that accent with you?
That wasn't an accent.
He's gonna have it every time he talks to our new my new employee.
Don't, oh,
who's from the south?
Oh gosh. His voice had me flattered.
So user Risa
flattered?
Wants to know.
It was
flattered.
It was just.
It put you in a mood?
Just, it's, I can't do a southern one, but.
You can't?
No. That was like deep south there. All he had to say was can't, and it went deep, deep south.
Deep, deep.
Deep.
Two deeps.
Two deeps. Extra creepy.
Remember when you said 69 about your dad?
Marrying my dad.
So user Risa wants to know, how can I get my Chromecast to play in the hospital not connected to the guest Wi-Fi? It's saying it's not supported. Is there another way?
So are they plugging their Chromecast into the hospital TV?
Apparently.
That's amazing.
Don't forget.
Or you have to have Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Like the device has to be on Wi-Fi. You can play to it from like there's a like a guest mode that you don't have to be on the Wi-Fi and you can play something to it. But the device has to be on Wi-Fi because it doesn't have any other way to get anything from the internet.
Yeah,
and if
I think,
it can't connect to the guest Wi-Fi at the hospital because it's like press yes to acknowledge or like us on Facebook, whatever it is, then it just can't do it.
Well, and then even being a guest Wi-Fi, I think connecting to it isn't necessarily going to mean it works because I tried to do that at work at our office and it did not work. You secured that ish.
User Anonymous in the category laptops and notebooks wants to know, I sold my sister's laptop. I felt guilt. What am I supposed to do?
You sold it, it says?
How to handle it if she confront me.
If she confront
me. It depends on how much that laptop was worth, how much you got for it. Buy them a new laptop, a better one. Why were you selling it in the first place? For drugs.
Crap.
Probably.
For meth. We learned it's okay if people go to jail for meth, right, Mark?
What do you mean?
The interview. Wow, he did not pay attention to the first interview. The second one he was on because he had two coffees by that point. The first one.
The first interview was confusing for reasons I will tell you after we're done recording.
Okay.
So don't sell. Like, there's nothing to do now. You should feel guilt.
Yeah, you should. That's normal reaction.
Yeah. You should probably
you should
cry
go to
about
jail.
It. You should.
You should turn yourself in to the cops. User Anonymous wants to know, is Kick a safe app for a 16-year-old to use? What's
no.
the point over
no.
using Facebook?
No.
Yeah, if you're 16-year-old using Kick, there's a problem.
You should also let your 16-year-old go on Omegle. Omegle.
Oh my gosh. We used to do that
roulette.
All the time as a group.
Oh gosh. Did you?
Count how many penises we could find? Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Bleep that out.
I'm so sheltered.
You just go next. Haha, there's one next.
Here's my last Yahoo Answers question in the category Wikipedia. Yes. User question mark wants to know, does Bill Clinton have a Wikipedia page?
Yes. Was there more to it?
No.
Oh. That was a good finisher.
That's so funny. I don't get it. I don't understand.
I mean, a yes is easy.
Go to Wikipedia and find out.
Or just go to
Google.
You
wasted time.
If you type in Bill Clinton, I'm sure like Wikipedia is the second thing.
And now Wikipedia has everything. Cody's tip of the week. I don't have one because I don't even know what this episode's about.
It doesn't have to be about any. It doesn't have to be about the episode.
I try to.
You're the one who made that rule up for yourself.
Cody's tip of the week. Cody T is a cool guy on Instagram.
What is this episode about?
Cody's tip of the week.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier, and you guys didn't have anything to add, so it was real dumb and boring.
Oh, stupid tickets.
Nope.
It was like printing off.
That's what
off
the podcast
stuff.
Is about.
Oh, so give like some recycling tip of the week.
Recycling.
Cody's tip of the week. Cody T is a cool guy on Instagram. Tip of the week. Cody, tip of the week. Tip of the week from Cody T.
Recycling is easy, dude. Mark gets it.
There's
shout out to our team member who listens.
There's a poster on our bulletin board about recycling.
Yeah, good. That team member listens.
Cool. Okay. Anyway, the poster says what Cody just said.
I thought you were saying someone about someone else.
No, I'm. Oh my gosh, this is so difficult.
It's
to
Emma.
Talk to the two. It is.
Emma.
It is.
She didn't make the poster though.
She did.
She made it?
I'm pretty sure
she... I don't think she made it.
I think she did.
I think you printed it.
I think
let
there was
know.
A link from, like, the recycling website place.
Recycling.
I thought you were making fun of someone else.
There are so many people.
I'm making fun of Emma.
Mark is, but I love you.
I followed someone that we work with on Instagram.
Creepy. Mark?
Someone of Jesus!
And then they followed me back. So then I messaged them at work. I was like, you weren't supposed to see that I followed you.
That's super creepy. I mean, I can guess.
It's less creepy than Facebook. Facebook's like, here's everything about my life and all of the people that I know.
Oh, here.
Here's my birthday and where I live.
Make this be your tip of the day.
No.
Cody T's tip of the day. Tip of the week.
Tip of the day. Always make sure the phone is 100% hung up before you call someone. Something bad.
An asshole.
This is PG-13.
Have you ever done that, though?
No, it happens at reception all the time where people think they're off the phones and they just start dropping F-bombs.
Remember when someone called back and was like, whoever was there said, like, I'm a bitch once they hung up the phone.
Yeah.
And it wasn't me, I promise.
I think really they said, oh, wait, there was a person that we worked with that was saying bad things.
Yeah.
But there was another time that a person that didn't work with us very long said that somebody, while they were still on the phone with that person, was a real grump that day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have a team member or had a team member that...
I had a very, that was really weird.
Yeah.
Yep.
Put the person on hold, didn't really put it on hold.
Uh-huh, that, yep.
Yeah, they put them on hold, but they weren't really on hold. And then the person that was not
heard
really
the entire
on hold
conversation that
heard
that,
their other phone conversation and...
called them.
Got
Maya.
Very
yeah.
upset.
I had to speak yeah. with them.
Here's our bonus this week in tech history. You guys didn't get to hear the first one because I recorded it without you.
19.
July 9th. The game that launched, this is a little bit long, two of the most famous characters in video game history is released for sale. Donkey Kong was created by Nintendo, a Japanese playing card and toy company turned fledgling video game developer who was trying to create a hit game for the North American market. Unable at the time to acquire a license to create a video game based on Popeye, Nintendo decides to create a game mirroring the characteristics and rivalry of Popeye and Bluto. Donkey Kong is named after the game's villain, a pet gorilla gone rogue. The game's hero is originally called Jumpman, but is retroactively renamed Mario once the game becomes popular and Nintendo decides to use the character in future games. Due to the similarity between Donkey Kong and King Kong, Universal Studios sued Nintendo, claiming Donkey Kong violated their trademark. Kong, however, is a common Japanese slang for gorilla. The lawsuit was ruled in favor of Nintendo. The success of Donkey Kong helped Nintendo become one of the most dominant companies in the video game market. July 9th of what year was Donkey Kong and Mario's birthday? Closest without going over. Price is Right rules. Cody won two times last week. We only have one this week, so it's worth 2 points.
I don't have a... Here's my pen.
Are you going to go first?
I'm trying to see what he's writing.
He's keeping track.
Ooh. What is all that, like, intense time travel jargon on the top?
That was when I was registering for classes at school.
Okay.
I'm like, well, this one, both of these are only on Thursdays at exactly the same time. Guess I'm not doing them both.
Bummer. I'm going to say...
Both, if you're done.
Both.
Dude.
Both.
Dude, I think it's...
Dude.
I think it's 19...
Oh, okay.
I don't think you do, but...
Dude. You also say 19... cute.
That's so cute.
July 9th of what year? Mario and Donkey Kong's birthday.
69. Is that Why are guess? You laughing? Yeah, stop.
Because 69 is a sexual position, Cody. As a member of the JCs, no, you would not know about that.
No, I don't. I don't understand. How
Sex
would that
is
work?
Forbidden.
God, it would take forever to get my chastity belt off. Or is it
chastity? I'm gonna say 1970.
You're such a pain.
1981.
Wow, wow, we're way off. So Jen, I don't know why I thought
wins by so default. Nice. At least you didn't go way over this time. Like the transatlantic cable. Oh, yeah. You're like 1920.
2017.
Okay. Let's see. Here's our final segment, shout outs of the week. Etna, California, one download.
I thought someone named Edna liked us.
Etna. Kitchener, Ontario, Canada, one download.
Oh, cool.
Me.
It's probably Mary.
True.
9 downloads in Dublin, Ireland.
No.
27 downloads in St. Clair Shores, Michigan.
Hmm. You going to bring up all the Russia downloads we have?
We don't have any. Oh.
Shocker.
With the second highest for just last week, Poughkeepsie, New York, 43 downloads.
Holy shit. So, that is amazing.
Steady Geekin'.
Thank
I'm gonna
you,
have to
Steady
thank them.
Geekin'.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
is
Mark
insane.
Needs to stop talking bad about them.
43?
I don't talk bad about them. I said that they record all of their audio on one track.
You just
Here,
make
I'll help
very...
you do it right. Ooh. Fly me out. I'll come with Jen next time.
Take a train.
That is, I love the train. I already booked it for next time.
Oh, that
I
was
use
a
the same
heavy
preamp goal. As I use. So you can easily, depending on the audio workstation you use, you could easily record separate tracks. It's
that
so
I am like beyond excited about.
Like
that.
As you're texting about it?
I'm telling Brandon.
Our largest audience over the last week with 50 downloads is Silver Spring, Maryland.
That makes no sense. Yeah. Zero sense.
I can't thank Brandon for that.
No. I don't know who in Maryland.
What is Silver? I'm going to look this up.
That was a busy week, huh?
Eh. 300 downloads. That's about average.
Silver.
I am
Spring.
Beyond excited. And also that was my...
MD.
We're racing to the top of the iTunes charts with 300 downloads a week. Oh, you're so funny.
Do we get a rank or anything? You're like number 85,000.
Maybe. I don't think they go that far. Like that far down. Let's see. Oh, it just says latest 10 episodes. In
Daddy,
the first week.
I am so excited for that.
People are still listening. 34.57% on Chrome for Windows. That's still the highest. Apple Podcasts is in a close second with 33.27%.
Mm.
What I use has 8%. Pocket Casts. What do you use, Cody? Just the internet?
Internet. I use Google Chrome.
So you're part of the Chrome.
Wait,
listener.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have podcasts?
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
Is that only an Apple thing?
I have NPR One.
No. There's lots of Android apps for podcasting.
Can you upload it to NPR One?
Google has its own Google Podcasts. It's not very good compared to what I use, but... Can you do what? NPR?
Can you upload it
to
NPR One?
Just listen
to
the radio.
The radio?
Yeah, radio.
The radio. He's getting feisty with that coffee.
Just listen to the radio. That's what NPR
How much
is
have you
good.
Had of your coffee?
Remember when Mark wasn't drinking Half? Coffee? I don't miss those days. I like him.
Do you remember
on,
when Mark...
I like him on something.
I'm really sad that I didn't get the opportunity to see Mark drinking alcohol.
Mark was a great drinker.
It's not good for your waistline. Empty calories.
It is.
Cody one time was going to do a exercise, get in shape with someone at work, and they never did it. Is that, that's like still technically going on?
It is, infinity. Well, really? The team member who was running it was no longer with us.
She died?
No, stop. He did ask me
That's
about
what
it.
You say.
He pulled
no,
me aside.
No
He's
longer
like,
with us.
Hey, so is this thing like still going on? I'm like, I don't think it was
thought,
ever going
I
on.
I thought it was you and another guy at work.
It is. It was. It is.
But the problem
Who
is
was, oh.
the
Every
last
time we
it
tried
got,
to hang out, he would cancel.
The last time it got super like way too intense of a competition. So this time they're like, there's no competition. Just everybody exercise
oh my
together.
God. Well, that was because the person that's no longer at the office was making people take like Miralax on Sunday night
yeah.
so that they could shit enough to be underweight on Monday.
Here you go, everyone. Take this laxative. Do not eat for the next 24 hours. And we're going to weigh ourselves. Happened to be the team that won. They won a lot, too.
Hmm.
So.
Shit a lot, too.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I tried my best to without those.
No one listened to us in New Zealand or Australia.
That's sad.
They were busy.
Doing what?
Oh, wait. Three downloads in Auckland, New Zealand.
Ooh. There's something weird with that. It's someone's
got to
be using...
somebody from Auckland
oh, okay.
on Instagram. but on my Instagram.
Huh.
Isn't that fun? Fun facts.
Fun facts.
Come fun facts you. With Jen.
Fun facts with Jen.
Jen's fun fact. Jen's fun facts. What is your fun fact for the day, fun Jen?
I'm going to make your voice real high.
What's your fun fact for the day?
You don't have to do it yourself.
I can do it.
Do it on top Jennifer. Of that, though.
Jennifer, what's your fun fact for the day?
That's weird.
I don't like that. I don't like it.
Jen's using her new headphones, which are real nice.
I don't like the noise.
How many times?
It's creepy.
You can hear it in real life when you take your headphones off.
But I can't Jennifer, plug my ears while these are on.
Jennifer, I'm going to find like you.
It. You know what he sounds like? The when it's Honey, I Shrunk My Kids.
See, he's blowing now.
It's okay. I don't think anyone
Honey,
can hear.
I shrunk my kids.
Because it's 82 outside
it's
already, like and it's only 11:30.
It's crazy. It's like summer or something.
I just want to sleep when I get home.
Okay, stop ASMR. Take your face off the mic.
Cody?
He's rubbing his beard on it.
I don't have a beard. I can't grow
you
one.
You have scruff.
I wish.
You have scruff right
I
now.
Wish I could grow a beard like Mark. Mine scruff. Comes in patches. I feel like a quilt when I
okay,
let it grow.
Okay, so people in Auckland continue to tell your fellow New Zealanders, I'm going to pretend it's KJ Apa, who is back in, he's not in New Zealand right now because they're filming from Riverdale, but he went back to Auckland and downloaded
oh
the podcast, and now he's
Lori,
back in the US.
Lori
that
loves
would be
Riverdale.
Amazing.
I don't know who that guy is, but she loves Riverdale.
Don't be rude to him on
KJ Apa, he's kind of a douchebag in real life, but
oh, okay.
How do you know?
Hold on, I'm
because
really
he's on Instagram. Oh. I follow his stories.
Jennifer.
He's a total douchebag.
Jennifer, what is your
so is the guy who plays Reggie
fact of the week? We should do that. Can Jen have a random fact of the week, please, so
yeah,
she can be
can
responsible?
Can Jen prepare for one next time?
Yeah,
will
you
actually
Yahoo,
prepare
you
those?
Can do Yahoo answers again.
Oh,
I'll do
oh.
them.
They
I
better
totally
be funny.
Will.
Mark was nodding, just so everyone knew.
We'll see. I don't think so, I remember. Okay, bye, everyone. Thank you for listening to Help Desk Nightmares. If you like the podcast and you've listened to any other podcast, you know what I'm about to ask you to do. Like and review us on iTunes. It does help other people find the podcast. Follow us on Instagram @HelpDeskNightmares. Or for show notes and links, visit HelpDeskNightmares.com.